I'm Evan Kleinman, host of Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. And joining me for our podcast this week is Yotam Ottolenghi, who has several restaurants, takeout places, and cafes, actually, in London. His recent book is Plenty, and there are some really beautiful savory pies in there. Hi, Yotam.
Hi.
So what are you going to share with us?
Well, it's a hard choice. I do have quite a lot of options out there. The one that made probably the most impact with the readers is a caramelized garlic tart. And I think this one is slightly unusual because it takes garlic and puts it in the center of a tart. And you normally would think you use garlic just to flavor things and, you know, this as a note in the background. But I actually take three heads of garlic, so many, many cloves, and put them in the pie or the tart. And the way I manage to do it is that I blanch them first, and then I cook them in syrup that has some sugar in it and some balsamic vinegar. So all the harshness from the garlic sort of disappears, and then beautiful sweet aromas end up in there. So that's the basis of the pie. And then I use two types of goat's cheese, one hard and mature and the other soft and creamy. And I sort of dot those in between the garlic cloves, and then a thin layer of custard and some thyme. And this ended up to be one of the most popular dishes in my book. It's completely comforting. There's a lot of rich sweetness there from the garlic, with a little bit of a hint of the real garlic flavor, plus the two goat cheeses. It's fantastic.
It's really a great take on a quiche.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's sometimes I think, you know, people have a very strict ideas about a quiche or a pie, what they need to be or what sort of ingredients can go inside. But in actual fact, there's so much that we can use. It's all about finding the right combination and using, you know, a serious amount of herbs there to give it the sort of the fine flavors. There's another pie in my book. I think it's called a very full tart or a very full pie. And it's got a selection or a mixture of, you know, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean ingredients, eggplants and courgettes and sweet potato and lots of other things. And as long as you get the balance right, you can get all these things to work together, and it's quite magical.
What kind of crusts do you like to make for these pies?
I normally use two quite traditional crusts, either a puff pastry, an all-butter puff pastry, and at Ottolenghi we always make our own puff pastry, or a short crust, a traditional short crust that would have some strong flour, egg, and water and butter. That's it.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Evan.
Yotam Ottolenghi has several restaurants in London.